What's wrong, Greg? You've always wanted to visit Paris. Greg turned from the cab window and frowned at his cheerful mom, squished in the back seat beside him. He'd been watching the tour boats on the Seine River, crammed full of tourists gaping at the Eiffel Tower, all with equally cheerful faces. Yeah, but on vacation, he said. This is a vacation, his father replied. I guess. Greg wasn't sure. Being forced to sell all your possessions in order to survive didn't seem to be very vacation-like. On the other hand, maybe his mom and dad would cash in and the three of them would all live happily ever after. That's what his parents kept repeating over and over. And Greg wanted to believe it. He really did. Otherwise, well, it was best not to think about the alternative. Dad reached across Mom and patted Greg's shoulder. Greg's father was built like a twig, tall and thin, with dark, wavy hair that always got messed up in the wind. I admit we're not here for the best reasons, but that doesn't mean we can't have some fun, he said. Look, there's the Pont Neuf, the oldest bridge in Paris. It was built more than 400 years ago. Neat, Greg said. He meant it, but the word came out as more of a groan. Come on, Greg, Mom said soothingly. She had dressed to impress today, wearing her most expensive dress and her tallest heels, her blonde hair so shellacked with hairspray, Greg figured he could probably bounce a rock off it. We're going to the Louvre right now, the greatest museum in the world, and we're getting a private tour. But did we really have to sell everything to get it? Greg asked quietly. Mom and Dad sighed. Greg turned back to the window and caught his own reflection in it. Like his parents, he was thin and pale, with thick brown curls. But he was short for 14, and right now his dark brown eyes looked like a sad puppy's. Yikes. He shifted his gaze back to the passing scenery. Around the curve of the Seine, he could see the Louvre ahead. It was impossible to miss, an ornate palace that took up several city blocks, festooned with carvings and flourishes. It was as much a work of art as the paintings inside. It looked like a giant stone wedding cake. It's not like we're giving everything away, Greg's father chided. We are selling it, and the museum is being very generous. I know, Greg muttered. It's just, Grandpa Gus always told us we weren't supposed to sell anything. Then maybe Grandpa Gus shouldn't have squandered so much of the family savings, Greg's mother countered. Out the window, the setting sun turned the Seine a sparkling gold. There was no denying Paris was a beautiful city. Even in his funk, Greg could admit that. If only he could enjoy the trip and be like those tourists on the boats. But his grandfather's warning kept ringing in his ears. These heirlooms must always stay in our family, no matter what. Greg was 10 years old when the old man had said those words on one of his famous tours of the family's Connecticut estate. Grandpa Gus had still been living with them before he got shipped off to a nursing home. Everyone else in the family had long ago grown bored of being dragged around the mansion on Sunday afternoons, hearing the same old tales of how the rich family had come to acquire such magnificent treasures from around the globe. But not Greg, who adored his eccentric grandfather. However, on that particular tour, Grandpa Gus had grown uncharacteristically serious.
These things are more important than you can possibly understand, he'd whispered. Do whatever it takes to protect them. And most important of all,
he said we should never take them to France, Greg recalled out loud. Dad smiled sadly.
He also said his beagle had been George Washington in a former life. The man's compass didn't exactly point due north.
There was a screech of tires behind them, followed by a cacophony of tinny French car horns. Greg spun around. The huge moving truck following them, the one stuffed with all their possessions, had just plowed through a red light, trying to keep up. Cars swerved left and right to avoid it. French drivers, Mom remarked with a chuckle.